On March 18th, the New York chapter of the AARP wrote to Governor Andrew Cuomo, urging him to adopt a statewide plan for vaccinating homebound seniors who are unable to travel to get immunized from COVID-19 and likely would have trouble navigating the online sign-up process if they could. And while a plan appears to be in the works, community organizations and counties have gotten creative with solutions to this problem in the meantime. To break down the issue, we're joined once again by Becky Prevey, Executive Director of the Association on Aging in New York, which represents local programs serving seniors in their community. Welcome back to the show, Becky.
Thank you so much for having me.
So as we speak on Thursday morning, do you have any sense, even in the broadest of strokes, how many homebound seniors have received a COVID-19 vaccination and how many are still waiting?
So I can speak more directly to those individuals served through Office for the Aging. So when you talk about homebound, it's really important to delineate that there are many different types of homebound individuals. So through the local Offices for the Aging, we have individuals on our caseload that we know and can identify as being homebound. But you also have other systems, whether it be through OPWDD, other home care services, or even people that have never touched a service provider before who are definitely homebound. So I can speak to what has happened across the state as far as individuals receiving services through the local Office for the Aging. We've been able to vaccinate a couple thousand of those individuals in their homes through a variety of different programs. And we have an additional about 10,000 people who are deemed homebound that are waiting to get an in-home vaccine.
As I mentioned at the top, we don't have a statewide plan for addressing the needs of this population, but as you just said, some homebound seniors have been getting vaccinated. Based on what you've heard on the ground, how is this getting done?
So it's really being done at the local level, and because the state is so diverse based on geography and resources, counties have really become very creative in how they're identifying and then serving those homebound individuals. So I can share with you a couple of really innovative programs that have worked quite well. One is in Westchester. In Yonkers itself, they've already vaccinated over 1,500 individuals, and that's a combination of a partnership between an ambulance company and the local health department. We've seen the same types of public health initiatives in Cattaraugus, Essex, Shenangle, Fulton, Schoharie, Suffolk, Orleans. So really across the state, what the local Offices for the Aging are doing is they're partnering with the public health department and with home care entities to identify individuals that are homebound, screening them to see if they are able to get transportation to a site or if they truly need the in-home vaccination. And then the partnership is working with a variety of partners, whether that be through the sheriff's department, EMS, a local home care agency, or a public health nursing service to actually go in and administer those vaccines.
Do you have any sense what vaccine they're administering? Because obviously the benefit of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because it's a one shot, means you don't have to go back again. Is there any suggestion that they've been able to do that?
In some areas, they have been able to secure J&J, but that varies based on the allocation and availability. So in Westchester, they are using the J&J vaccine. In Essex, they are as well. In other counties, they've used a mix of whatever has become available. And so really the importance right now is to make sure that we are getting vaccinations in the arms of older individuals. And so really the counties are working with whatever allocation they've received to be able to make that happen.
Do you have any sense whether these are plans that are being made up on the fly or whether they are part of pre-existing vaccination plans that counties through their public health departments have been keeping on their books for years now?
It's really been a mix. So obviously we've never been through a public health pandemic where we had to tackle the issue of in-home inoculation on such a broad base. So most of the Offices for the Aging are actually embedded with their local emergency operations centers. So that has definitely been a partnership that's been longstanding as well as with their public health department. But as far as the resources available to actually vaccinate individuals in their communities, this has really taken on kind of a local flavor of what resources are available and what partnerships are available to actually make this happen. And I think, you know, some of the really innovative things that we have seen in counties that have become creative, like in Otsego, so they put out a press release for any individual that was having difficulty or felt they were homebound to call the local office. They are then screened for an appropriate course of action, whether that be arranging transportation to a pop-up site or an in-home inoculation. And then that partnership happens through the public health department. So you know, the way this rolls out and looks in each county of the state is a little bit different, but everybody has the same end goal, which is to make sure people are being vaccinated.
In addition to the mobility issue, many seniors are also overwhelmed by the online vaccine sign-up process. So what sort of assistance has been made available that you're aware of?
So this was a major barrier when, you know, in the initial rollout happened where individuals could sign up for vaccines. And as many people have discussed, it's very difficult for someone who's older, who lacks broadband access or isn't comfortable with technology to actually sign up for these vaccines. So that was identified early on through the local offices for the aging, because obviously that's the population that we're serving. And so things have happened all over the state. I'm really proud of a partnership we've established with Kinney Drugs to specifically target the older population who cannot sign up online. And the way that that project has worked is the local office for the aging actually does the online registration on behalf of the individual. These links are not open to the public, so there's no competition. It's really focused on the vulnerable population. And we have been able to stand up numerous clinics throughout the state, vaccinating thousands of older people. We've seen the same type of partnership with other private pharmacies, as well as public health departments, making sure that they carve out a certain number of appointments for the local office for the aging to actually enroll people. And they've been amazingly successful.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the effort to vaccinate homebound seniors. And our guest is Becky Prevey, Executive Director of the Association on Aging in New York. What about that concern that the AARP has raised about the need for a statewide coordination? What are your thoughts on that? Is that something that you think is important to get those, you know, thousands of new homebound seniors vaccinated?
Absolutely. And I think part of what we really need to focus on is to make sure that all service providers are communicating with one another. So, you know, as I spoke to, it's very easy for us to have the local offices for the aging identify individuals that they're serving who are homebound, but we don't want to miss anyone in the state that might not be connected with a service provider. So we work really closely with our partners at the New York State Office for the Aging, who are in turn working with Department of Health and other statewide entities to make sure that a statewide plan becomes available. But again, as we walk through this, what we're trying to do is to serve as many people as we can organically through the local counties and until a time where a state standardized plan has become available. But we do anticipate that quite soon.
From your perspective, what would be in a good state plan? I know the AARP has made the case for, you know, a centralized online registration, you know, still raising that concern about online access. But what do you think makes sense for an online plan, a statewide plan?
I think any statewide plan is going to need to include a couple things. I think we're seeing now as more vaccines become available that there is vaccine hesitancy. So I think there absolutely needs to be continued public outreach on the efficacy of these vaccines and the safety of these vaccines. I also think we need a coordinated message on how to contact an individual to assist an older person in getting a home vaccine. And I think we also need some type of standardization as far as what vaccines will become readily available for community use for in-home vaccines, because that goes a long way in how you're planning at the local level on whether or not you need to do a return home visit for the second dose.
In the months you've been doing this, have you come across a good message that works for people who might be hesitant about getting the vaccine?
Like with anything, word of mouth has gone a long way. So as more people are getting vaccines and not having, you know, significant negative health outcomes, that has gone a long way to boost individuals in obtaining the vaccine. I think the other thing that we continue to do is, you know, people listen to their trusted sources. They listen to their primary care physician. They listen to the local offices for the aging. They listen to friends and family. And they also listen to government. So I think it's a multi-pronged strategy to make sure that everyone is kind of speaking the same language, that a vaccine is really important for us to get back to our regular order of business. And so that's being done, you know, top down and bottom up, which I think is a good strategy that we need to continue to move forward on and really get to a point where we can reopen safely with mass inoculations.
An ideal vaccine rollout would probably have a focus on some combination of people who are at greatest risk of suffering adversely from the virus and those people who are at greatest risk of getting infected with the virus. Because homebound seniors, by the very definition of being homebound, you know, are not out and about in their community and thus might have a more limited risk of transmission. Is it important that we prioritize this group?
It's absolutely important. So it's you raised the homebound issue. Many homebound people actually have people that come into their home to provide assistance. Many times that's through a certified home care agency or a licensed home care agency. So there is definite interaction between individuals who might be out in the community themselves. The second thing we've really seen in a lot of the thank yous that we've received are older individuals who have not seen their family in over a year. And so being vaccinated allows them to have their grandkids come in, their own children come in. And it also gives them a level of protection if they do then want to venture out into the community. And so some people who are, deemed homebound with some assistance could be out in their community, and they're not because of the fear of catching the virus and having a poor health outcome. So, until we get the general population at a level of vaccination that we can feel safe, it's going to be very important to continue to direct resources to make sure the most vulnerable segment of our population are able to get vaccinated.
Based on your conversations with the Cuomo administration, what's your understanding of when a state plan could finally come out, and how long would it take to implement whatever does come out?
The state plan is currently in the works. So it's something that has been worked on, as vaccines have become more available. I would anticipate within the next few weeks, we would have some type of statewide directive on the vaccine rollout for the homebound. And in the meantime, we're in constant communication to make sure that the state is aware of what is happening at the local level and what we're doing through our local offices for the aging to make sure that we're targeting outreach to the most vulnerable population.
And right now, as we're talking, the state's in the process of negotiating a $200 billion budget, details of which are few and far between. What are you focusing on right now as you wait to see what comes down and is eventually approved by lawmakers and Governor Cuomo?
We're really focused on vaccinations at this point. So I think every county is directing most of their resources to ensuring people are getting vaccinated. From a state perspective on our budget through New York State Office for the Aging, we came through very well in the executive proposed budget. The Senate and Assembly both had one house bill to provide additional revenue for us to serve people that are on our current wait list. So we're definitely waiting and watching to see if we receive an investment into those individuals who we can't turn services on based on the budget. And so that's something we have very actively advocated that would be a cost savings to the Medicaid system itself, because we know based on our own data that people on the wait list for our services, about 10% of them go directly to a skilled nursing facility, which is predominantly paid for on the Medicaid dollar. We're able to keep people off Medicaid in their homes and communities for much longer at a much lower cost. So to essentially turn on services for every older New Yorker that's waiting for one currently would cost about $27 million. And although that's a large price tag, if you book that against future Medicaid savings on the healthcare system for those individuals that would go to a nursing home, the fiscal benefit would be about $60 million.
Well, we've been speaking with Becky Prevey. She's the executive director of the Association of Aging in New York. Becky, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.